18452 is an application of Continental Resources Incorporated for an order amending the field rules for the Sadler Bakken pool to create an overlapping 2560-acre spacing unit. Divide County, all interested parties, please come forward.
Lawrence Bender, P.O. Box 1855, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing in this matter, case 18452, on behalf of Continental Resources, Inc. We'll have three witnesses in this matter, Kevin Moore, Land, Layla Marzecki, Geology, and Stan Wilson, Engineering. All three witnesses have testified previously today.
All right, go ahead.
Kevin, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Kevin, let's turn to Exhibit 1. Tell me what Exhibit 1 is.
Exhibit 1 is the general locator map showing the existing field outlines, outlined in blue, as well as the proposed 2560 spacing unit, outlined in red and highlighted in yellow.
Okay, and Exhibit 2. Tell me what Exhibit 2 is.
Exhibit 2 is land plat showing sections 14 and 23, which is an existing 1280 spacing unit, also showing the working interest with Continental Resources with only 54% of the unit.
Okay, and Exhibit 3?
Exhibit 3 is also land plat showing sections 26 and 35, also an existing 1280 spacing unit. I'm also showing Continental Resources working interest at 49%.
And Exhibit 4.
Exhibit 4 is the full proposed 2560 spacing unit, section 14, 23, 26, and 35. Also showing the working interest in the proposed unit with Continental Resources as the majority owner.
No further questions of the land witness.
Any questions from the staff? Next witness.
Let's see. Layla, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, let's go to Exhibit 5.
Okay, Exhibit 5 is a top button structure map with contour intervals of 50 feet. Excuse me. The proposed 2560 EcoPad spacing units are is outlined in red, with the type log well, with the green triangle and the red circle, the Hiel shoot, number two. And there seems to be a uniform thickness, porosity, and permeability of this area, and absence of any major structural anomalies such as faults.
Okay, Exhibit 6.
Exhibit 6 is the Hiel shoot, two. Type log showing the Bakken pool, including the upper Bakken shale, middle Bakken member, and the lower Bakken shale, with 50 feet into the Lodge Pool formation above and 50 feet into the Three Forks formation below.
No further questions.
Thank you.
Any questions from the staff? Next witness?
Next witness is Stan Wilson. Stan, I'm going to have you turn to Exhibit 7. I'll have you identify Exhibit 7 and discuss what's contained upon it. And perhaps when you're discussing Exhibit 7, you can address some of the concerns that were raised by Mr. Gilbertson in his objection to the request for the 2560.
I'd be glad to. Exhibit 7 is the proposed directional well plot for this 2560 acres spacing unit. It's comprised of sections 14, 23, 26, and 35 of 161 North, 95 West. In this 2560 acre unit, we have a 7-well development pattern in each 1280 with alternating Middle Bakken and Three Forks development. You can also see the aerial view in this proposed 2560. We have set this up with three pads to drill 11 wells. We have three existing wells here. First, the Melgard number 114H, a Middle Bakken producer in the east half of sections 14 and 23. The second, we have two producers in the west half of sections 26 and 35, the Bratland 135H, which is a Three Forks producer, and the Bratland number 2, a Middle Bakken producer. In order to have equivalent 1280 acre development here, we're going to need to plan on having one Three Forks well in the north 1280. It'd most likely be the 660 foot from the east line well. As far as being concerned about reserves being better in one unit as opposed to another unit, we look at the Melgard number 114H. It's a Mittelbachen well. It's got an EUR of 498,000 barrels oil equivalent at a 24-stage frack. When we look at the Bratlin 2-35H, it's got an EUR also of 428,000 barrels oil equivalent, and it's also a 24-stage frack. When you look at each well, it appears that the Bratlin, we weren't in formation as long as we were in the Mittelbachen, as long as we were in the Melgard, which is probably the difference between those two EURs. But it's only a 14% difference. Whenever you look at ultimately what's going to happen, I think the Mittelbachen and Three Forks wells in that North 1280 are going to be equivalent to the Mittelbachen and Three Forks wells also in the South 1280.
And given what the geologic witness testified to, you're not anticipating any difference necessarily in the reservoir between the North 1280 and the South 1280. Your determination of why there's a difference in the EURs in the North versus the South is based on the mechanics of the well not staying in the zone the entire time. Is that correct?
Basically, that's the same, yes.
All right, let's go on to the next exhibit, Exhibit 8.
All right. Exhibit 8 is a production plot and decline curve for the Melgard 114H, which would take us to Exhibit 9. Exhibit 9 is a production plot and decline curve for the Bratlin 1-35H, which would take us to Exhibit 10. Exhibit 10 is a production plot and decline curve for the Bratlin 2-35H, which would take us to Exhibit 11. Exhibit 11 is a wellbore schematic of a 30-stage frack in the Mittelbachen, which would take us to Exhibit 12. Exhibit 12 is a wellbore schematic of a 30-stage frack in the Three Forks, which would take us to Exhibit 13. Exhibit 13 is the reserves and economics for the Melgard 114H. This is a Mittelbachen well with an estimated ultimate recovery of 498,000 barrels of oil equivalent with capex of $6.7 million. We have an internal rate of return of 47%, which should take us to Exhibit 14. Exhibit 14 is the reserves and economics for the Bratlin 1-35H. We've got a capital expenditure here of $5.5 million with an estimated ultimate recovery of 428,000 barrels of oil equivalent, which would give us a 48% rate of return, which would lead us to Exhibit 15. Exhibit 15 is the reserves and economics for the Bratlin 2-35H. The Bratlin 2-35H produces from the Mittelbachen formation. It has an estimated ultimate recovery of 323,000 barrels of oil equivalent and capital to drill and complete of $6.7 million, giving us a 13% rate of return.
Okay, let's go to Exhibit 17.
Exhibit 16 has the reserves and economics for our proposed wells in this 2560-acre unit. We have both Mittelbachen and Three Forks wells, an estimated ultimate recovery of 513,000 barrels of oil equivalent. Our capex to drill and complete these wells at $8.8 million and give us an internal rate of return of 27%. This will take us to Exhibit 17, which has our gas pipeline information. Here the gatherer is Highland. It's within about a half mile of our wells. The pipeline has a current throughput of about 5 million cubic feet per day and a capacity of 9.5 million cubic feet per day.
And then what I'd like to do, Stan, is once again just briefly direct your attention back to Exhibit 7. And I'd like you to discuss cost savings, decrease of surface impact, and increase in reserves with respect to your requested relief, and contrast that to what would happen if the commission were to deny the relief as a result of Mr. Gilbertson's objection.
All right. Well, here we've got we would propose doing this as a pad batch process when we drill these wells, and we drill them sequentially. The cost savings we've talked about before would be $700,000 to $800,000 per well. The land savings when we go to an eco-pads would be 8 to 9 acres per pad. Here I've done a little analysis. If I looked at putting in, I believe it's 11 wells at 3.1 acres a piece, that's going to be 34 acres. With the three pads that we've got here proposed, it'd be 11, so there's going to be 23 acres of savings there. You look at the aerial plot also on Exhibit 7. Normally when you hear us talk, we'll say, if I can extend the laterals, I'll gain an additional 200 feet. If I can't put the laterals where I'm talking about, especially down in the southwest part of Section 23, I'll lose more than that because we've got some ponds here. You've got a pond in the north half of Section 26. You've got fish and wildlife in the southeast quarter of Section 23. You've also got a pond in the northwest quarter of Section 14. But even if we do just stay with the 200 feet of lateral, that'd be 10,000 barrels oil equivalent for each well. But it, in this case, it would ultimately add up to a whole lot more than that.
And I mean, it's fair to say that in addition to the cost savings that you'd have and the decrease in surface impact as well as an increase in reserves, you also have challenging topography out here, and that's another reason for the 2560, is that right?
That is correct. That's the reason you see the paths laid out in the fashion that we have here. This is about the best way that we can develop these.
Do you think it's even possible to drill 11 wells on single well pads, given the topography?
It'd be difficult. It would be very difficult.
So, in your opinion, will the requested relief prevent waste, protect relative rights, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes, sir.
And are you concerned at all about Mr. Gilbertson's suggestion that the 1280 to the north is better than the 1280 to the south in terms of allocating proceeds of production?
No, sir.
That's all the questions I have. We'd offer exhibits 1 through 17.
The exhibits will be received. Do you have any objection to making Leroy Gilbertson's letter part of the record?
For the sole purpose of indicating that he objects to the application, absolutely not.
It will make that part of the record as well. Are there any questions from the staff?
Stan, when you were doing your math, I look at Exhibit 7.
Yeah.
You said that you compared the Melgard well, which was drilled in the Middle Bakken in 14 and 23.
Yes, sir.
With the production from the Bratton in 135H, which was...
That should have been the 235H.
Okay.
To compare Middle Bakken with Middle Bakken.
Okay, and what was the 235H? What was the barrels of oil equivalent on it?
That is the one that is... Bruce, I stand corrected. I said 428.
But the 428 is for the Three Forks.
Yes, sir. And it'd be 323 on the Bratland number 2, which is would appear to be quite a bit different, but I'm telling you, whenever I looked at how long we were in the lateral, to me it's not so much, are these wells in the Middle Bakken going to be that much better than that 1280 as opposed to the South 1280? It's still a function of mechanics.
So what you're telling us is the 235H well was not in zone as much as the Melgard well?
That's exactly right.
Can you say approximately how much?
I can get that to you. I can supplement the record to be more exact on that. And I'd be glad to do that, because I think when you see that, you'll be able to see where I'm coming from.
Because if you do the math on it, the two wells, you're approximately 33%, 35% difference.
Right.
In MBOE.
And that's not going to be the case when we ultimately develop these and have seven wells on each side of that 1280.
How many stages did you frack that Middle Bakken well, the Bratling well? With?
24. And the same thing with the Bratling 2.
So
it was
all
also
three wells were the same stages?
No, sir. The Bratling number 1 with 3 fork was 18 stages. But you can, whenever I went back and looked at it, there's different amounts of proppant in each one of those.
Good. We would like to see a follow-up on that to show the explanation on the difference.
Okay.
7 days.
That'd be more than time.
Okay.
That's more than time.
And continuing on with Exhibit 7, I'm looking at the six-well pad that you have in the south end of 23.
Yes, sir.
You have the little yellow triangle boxes with an X through them. Is that where casing is set?
Yes, sir.
As we go south, you're showing those three wells with casing set into section 26. Why did you wait until you got into 26 to set casing? Why wouldn't you set those in the south half of 23?
We probably would. If it was a 2560, we would set those back farther to get the longer producible lateral.
Okay, so those are just in the wrong spot then?
Probably. Cartoon diagram. We just need to tighten it up. You want us to do that too when we send that back to you?
I don't think that's necessary.
No. All right.
And that same six-well pad we're talking about, can that be moved further south? Or you've got it located here where you have to?
I think we've got it pretty well located where we need to, Bruce. From a topography standpoint, that entire, it looks to me like it's like about 100 acres in that south east corner is Fish and Wildlife Service. There's no surface development that's going to be allowed on that.
So what is that? Is it an easement, or what is it that the Fish and Wildlife have there?
All I've got on this just shows that it's a Field and Wildlife Service track. I can find out.
Maybe you can include that on your...
We can do that. Too.
Kevin, do you know?
I do not. Just like Stan said... No, that is a Fish and Wildlife Service track. I'm not sure exactly what is there, though.
Okay.
Like I said, I've got a topo. I mean, an aerial here, and I've got a red dashed line around it. And right above that, it shows that that's where they decided to put that six-well pad.
When you were comparing the two wells, you indicated that some use ceramic and some sand in certain portions of the well. Do you think that would also account for the ultimate recovery of the wells?
At the end of the day, I think whenever you see the analysis that I'll send you, Bruce, I think what we're going to be talking about more is which well was in the true lateral, the Middle Bakken that we wanted it to be, as opposed to others. And the reason I say that is when you look at the Melgard number 1, the one with 498,000 barrels of oil equivalent, it had 569,070 pounds of 2040 ceramic. We've got 856,000 pounds, 856,390 pounds of 2040 ceramic in the number 2, Bratling. So I've got 50% more ceramic and less reserves. So how does that work? Well, I still go back to I think I was not, the lateral wasn't in the right part of the formation for a longer period of time. The reservoir is not going to change that much from here to here, I don't think.
But when you when you do your stage frack, aren't you fracking in basically the same interval no matter where you're at in the section?
Well, it depends on how far out of formation I am, how far I come up, and if I'm in a tighter part that seals whenever I back off the pressure of that frack. If I'm out, let's just say, at 1,000 feet, then I'm not in lateral. That's 2+ frack stages today, maybe 3, that are not going to be contributing to the well's performance.
I think we would all want you to include in that supplement the height, so we kind of had an idea how far out of zone you were.
I'll be glad to.
Will all these wells be fracked similarly with the same amount of proppant, sand, ceramic stages?
Yeah. I think for the most part you'll see us come in here and do our pretty much our standard 30-stage frack.
And in what sequence will you drill the wells? Will they all be drilled basically at the same time? Or do you plan to drill one pad and then come back at appreciable time later?
Right now, as I said before, the drilling schedule that I have basically goes through the first part of 2015. What I have on that drill schedule is the 6-well pad that we planned on drilling here.
Okay, so you'll evaluate the production on those 6 wells and then proceed sometime down the future to drill additional wells.
Yes, sir. Correct? Yeah. Right now it looks like it's in the third quarter of 2013 when we go to drill the Bratland Melgards.
2013, next year.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Stan, what's the timing on drilling the second well in 14 and 23? Do you know?
I don't, but I can find out. My drilling schedule went through the first part of 2015.
When you were talking about the land savings, I believe you were getting at that if you were to develop these 11 wells as single pads, that would take roughly 34 acres of land to do that. So what is the acreage combined of your 3 proposed multi-well pads?
10.9 acres.
Thank you.
You bet.
Stan, when you indicated that you would drill, you would find out when you would drill that 1280 on the north,
right.
1280, you would drill that before you would drill the 6-well pad, though, correct?
Would we need to?
Typically, that's been a requirement. If we wanted to have 2 to the north and 2 to the south before you proceed with the infill drilling on the 2560.
Then that's what we would do.
Thank you.
Right now, I just didn't see it on the drill schedule that way.
All right, that'll conclude our hearing in case number 18452.